December 17th. This is our regular meeting. So now that I've called us to order, I'm going to make a chair privilege here right after this and examine our bylaws. And I'm going to move item I, which is right after the call of order, the Fire Board Commission reorganization. I'm going to move that to the backside of our agenda. I'm going to make that item 15A as an alpha. And based on the bylaws and what we've reviewed with the district attorney, that is a recommendation that we do, and I think it'll be fitting for us to handle that business at that point. So if I have that consensus with that slight before we do that, we'll continue on with the agenda. We have a roll call, please.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here, ma'am.
Commissioner Hudson?
Present.
Commissioner Martin? Commissioner Leonard?
Here, ma'am.
Commissioner Clasby?
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Morgan?
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Johnson?
Present. All right, we'll now have the invocation. Chief Walker, please stand. Followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in this this awesome season, this Christmas season that we have, and we're surrounded by a lot of people who have a lot of benefits and are fortunate, and we're also surrounded by a lot of people who are struggling either financially or with their health, and we ask that you lift them up and watch over and protect them. Father, will you please watch over this board today and help them to make good decisions and to be with them and watch over our entire fire district family and the first responders out in the field and just have a guiding hand with them throughout this season. We ask all these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you for that indulgence. I'm sure there will be some other modifications to the agenda. We ask that you just bear with us. There were some things that were put on in error, and there's some things that will be shifted to our next meeting. So, with that being said, we'll have proclamation and special presentation at this point. We'll recognize promotions. Chief Bevels.
Chairman, Board, Chief, today we're going to recognize two recent promotions, Lieutenant Jennifer Grima, Lieutenant James McCorkle. Unfortunately today, because of scheduling conflicts, Lieutenant Dante Hill, Lieutenant Remy Justy, and Lieutenant Jonas Gonzalez could not make it to be sworn today, but we do have two of our best and brightest right behind us. So who's on the outside there? James, you want to come up, JR? I call him JR. He's a local Midway Road legend. He's actually stationed at Station 6 right now. He came across from Station 1, Station 13 on C shift. He's now assigned to Station 6 on A shift. And then in January 2026, he'll be off Station 14. So, James, here's a microphone.
Wow. Get promoted and a microphone.
Supposed to say something?
Yes.
Thank your wife, your kids, your family.
Oh, they weren't able to make it today. They're in school or working. So I'm thankful for the opportunity that I've been given here at the fire district to proceed through my career through promotion. And I look forward to helping individuals proceed through their career by training and mentoring in the future. So
if you wouldn't mind your name and that.
I'm sorry. My name is James McCorkle. Been promoted to the rank of lieutenant.
Yes, sir. All right. Congratulations.
And if we can, Lieutenant Jennifer Grima, come on up. So Lieutenant Jenny Grima is assigned to Station 20 in Southwest Tradition. She will be at Station 16 come 2026. Just recently promoted, she's been a long-standing member of our Special Operations team. She was most recently assigned to Station 17 C shift. And like I said, James is a local Midway Road legend, but Jenny's also a published author and a national, she hits the national circuit for teaching fireground tactics and also fireground escapes. So Jenny, microphone's yours. Congrats.
Congratulations. Thank you. I just thank you all for the opportunity to serve our community with dignity and pride. I'm very happy to be here and I've been able to accomplish this. Yes. So this is a retired Captain Christy Self from our department. So she brought, she was going to put the pin on.
Okay, very well. And your name and rank, please, just for the record.
Mine?
Yes.
Lieutenant Jennifer Grima.
Congratulations, Lieutenant.
Thank you.
I think our district attorney is ready for you now.
Yes.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, James McCorkle.
I, Jennifer Grima. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear. As state your new rank.
As lieutenant.
As lieutenant. I will support the United States Constitution.
I will support the United States Constitution.
All other legal authorities.
All other legal authorities.
And the rules and regulations of the fire district.
And the rules and regulations of the fire district.
I will dedicate my best efforts.
I will dedicate my best efforts.
For the greater good of our community.
For the greater good of our community.
My fellow firefighters.
My fellow firefighters.
And all fire district employees.
And all fire district employees.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Got to see some of the logo.
Do what?
Logo.
Sorry.
There we go. This way a little bit more. One more. Okay, good.
Make sure you lock out.
Congrats, man.
Congratulations again. So if you have an agenda, you may see something on a big heart brigade. That's going to be scratched and moved to our next meeting. So we'll move on now to commendations. Any recommendations or commendations? Seeing none, or those that will be in the agenda, you will see and note those. We'll move on to the approval of the fire board meeting for regular meeting November 19th.
Move approval.
Second.
We're moving proper second to approve the meeting minutes for November 19th. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. So now let's handle addition and deletions to the agenda.
Chair, yes. I'd like to make a motion to pull item 15.3. Needs to be pushed out until the Schimberg study is available.
Okay, so we're going to pull item 15.3. The information is not there. So any other information we want to know for the agenda? I will note for the audience that item 15A is placed here. It's going to be our reorganization moment for the meeting. So with that, I'll take a motion to set the agenda with the noted.
Move approval with the noted changes.
We move to proper second to set the agenda with a noted correction. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Consent agenda. Anybody want to pull anything from the consent? If not, I'll take a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
Move the proper second to approve the consent agenda. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. So we're down to public comments, and I'd like to bring Captain Shane Kozak, who has filled our audience today with all of these bright, young, eager faces. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, board. For the record, Captain Kozak, Saints County Fire District. Today we have sitting in front of you 36 new hires. For the last 5 weeks almost now, well, tomorrow will be 5 weeks, they have been out on the fire grounds. We've been throughout the entire county. It's been very active. It's a large group, so we've been a lot of support from the administration and the line staff. I'd just like to recognize, other than the train division, this time we actually brought in 5 individuals from the line. They all volunteered to move from shift work to days to help with this process and really, you know, bring about all the training that's going on. It's a big endeavor. The train division is still actively working, so we always have things still going on, apprentices, paramedics, and a lot of things that are happening. So these individuals are kind of the staples that are there every day. I just want to recognize those. Firefighter Jimmy Mendez, Firefighter Tanner Keeler, Fire Engineer Ben Francoeur, Firefighter Kat Haldebach, and Firefighter Bryce Dowdy. Just when you really think about it, without these individuals actually volunteering, it's a great thing that these individuals want to come in, give back, actually get involved, understand what's happening, and get a help with these recruits in the early phases to get them built up and give them a great understanding when it comes to the fire and EMS side of what we do out there. So with that, our graduation is tomorrow. I think everybody's got that one, 2 o'clock. We're over at the public safety complex there in the front. We're gonna have a big group, so be glad to see everybody there. And we're welcoming our 36 new hires, unless you guys have anything.
Well, Captain, in tradition fashion, we actually stand and at least introduce the name, so we'll kind of have a name with a face, and so we'll start from your command, sir.
I'll start with the first one.
Good afternoon. My name is Jolene.
Anthony Van Towson.
Good afternoon, Michael Woods.
Anthony Williams.
Anthony Stabile.
Justin Ross. Tyler Richards.
Jonathan Cranker.
Joe Brown.
Jesse Stanley.
Autumn Lang.
Logan Heiss.
Maverick Mules.
Alexander Marshall.
Bobby Thompson.
Robert Seda.
Good afternoon, Guillermo de Armas.
Timothy Howard.
Afternoon, Christopher Smith.
Chandler Sossner.
Stephen Wacker.
George Gutierrez.
Jake Baker.
Nicholas Wagner.
Devin Cornell.
Alessandro Sosa.
Mason Cunningham.
Sebastian Zubia.
Alex Molina.
Corey Taylor.
Brady Mills.
Nathan Severe.
Lauren Lampy.
Mary Fedger.
Well, Captain, thank you for all that you do and for the volunteers that came in off the line to support and your staff and all the work that you do. Thank you for making sure that the young firefighters, as they come in, are prepared and ready to assume duty. So, Board, would you like to say anything?
Thank you, Commissioner, Chairman. I've been here now going on 6 years. It is amazing to see this group, which I believe is probably the largest group we've had in a long time. It's just a testament to the community. It's a testament to this amazing organization that 36 people want to come here and work for us. So thank each and every one of you. I look forward to meeting you.
Just welcome to the family. Stay safe.
As the mayor of Fort Pierce, the chair of the county board.
I would just say, you know, our family serving yours, you're going to learn it's more than just a motto. It's something that it runs through your blood. And we're so happy to have you here. And, you know, to Commissioner Leonard's point, I myself have been here for 3 years now, and every graduation, each new class gets larger and larger. So again, a testament to our leadership in place, and kudos to everyone.
Councilwoman Moore.
Wow, she took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Ditto. 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 Which is what I usually do. So this is the third class this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Third class at 2503. And I've named it the J class because there's a lot of J's out there as I was going by and shaking everybody's hands. Well, the first one was the Sweet 16. So I name them all. So anyway, congratulations and welcome to the family. And may you have a very long and successful career with the fire district. And again, welcome to the family.
Welcome to San Jose County. Stay here your whole career.
So I'll just close out and say welcome to our family. And we look forward to you serving the many families of St. Lucie County in the homes that you will now go into and enter and render service. And more importantly, you'll become the real glue to keeping our community safe and being there at that time of need, at that time that is so precious. And so thank you for your willingness to provide that level of service for our community. So, thank you, Captain.
Well, thank you, Board. In our normal fashion, we'll be leaving. So.
Yes.
We got stuff going on and more training to do, so thank you very much.
Thanks, Shane. You are dismissed. You may leave now. We'll let them get out, and we'll continue on with our public comments.
said all that were 12.
Did they have driver's license?
Yeah.
They're very tall.
They are very tall.
Tall people in that class. Absolutely.
That's a good
point. Yes. Mm-hmm. Congratulations again. So as they're making their way out, if there are additional public comments, the podium is open, so please make your way for public comments. Any public comments? Seeing none, we will move on. We'll have comments from the union rep. Yes, sir.
Hey. Good afternoon, board. Ryan Sapp, president, local 1377. Nothing really pressing going on at this time. We're fixing to end the year. I was unsure if I was going to be here to wish y'all happy holidays and a Merry Christmas coming up for this meeting, but we are wishing you that. Continue working with the district moving forward, and we're excited for next year. We'll actually, I don't know if we're excited or not, but it's negotiation time to start that. So, but thank you, everything for you, that y'all do, and enjoy your Christmas coming up, and Happy New Year to you, okay?
Thank you.
And thank you for all that you do, and the union continues to do support the community, especially during this time of giving and this holiday season. So thank you. All right. Okay, I don't think we have any public hearings today. Unfinished business, so we'll move on to item 14I. Chief Johnson? Oh, that's me. Where's Chief Johnson? I am not Chief Johnson. So, Ward, I'll put this here in the new business. As we discussed in our last meeting, we needed to set a date for a retreat. And during this retreat, and I'm going to have public discussion with you, there are a couple of things that I think as a board, and as I leave this chair, I think we need to probably just sit down and take some time just to focus on some things that boards need to focus on. Succession planning, understanding command and who's where, maybe getting some updates on kind of some of the latest practices and information from experts that do the negotiation with unions and kind of see what's on the horizon. So as we prepare and continue on as a board, that we're better prepared going into 26. And so with that, I attempted to set the date of January the 8th. That has met with conflict. And so as a result, we're going to pivot just slightly here. And a suggestion was made that we have fire board meetings coming up, and maybe we can start a little earlier with an up notice. We'll provide lunch, we'll go into our agenda, and then we'll do that for maybe a couple of hours, and then we'll morph right into our actual fire board meeting. So with that, we are proposing, what date, Attorney Sagal?
January 7th.
January 7th.
If you look at under the attorney comments, and I'll reiterate that when we get there, we're required to post the notice of our annual regular scheduled meetings. We know already just from trying to coordinate calendars that the January 21st meeting would need to be rescheduled, and then because the fire chief has conflicts, legislative sessions in Tallahassee, mm-hmm. We settled on the 7th, hoping that we can have the retreat the morning of the 7th. And then merge into our regularly scheduled board meeting at 3:00 that day.
So let's have discussion here about the date first, and then any additional information that you'd like to see be a part of the agenda. So if there's some things, some topics that you want covered, I've simply made suggestions. I think also at that time we should hear from our clerk treasurer on any financial updates, financial cliffs, or things that he's uncovered that we may need to fully understand as a board. So certainly he will be on the agenda. We'll ask the Attorney Sable, she will be on there, but we also want to get some outside just to kind of understand subject matter expertise when it comes to unions and et cetera and negotiations and stuff like that. So floor is open.
Mr. Chair, are we talking about January 7th?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that right? Which is a Wednesday, right?
It's a Wednesday.
Okay. So I was, I'm wondering, it sounds like a little bit of a workshop format, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so succession planning is, are you talking about for the three people that we pick?
Well, it's it's also the contract with the fire chief. We want to put that on there, kind of talking about that in succession planning. We have something with the chief that is proposed, and so we want to actually go over that and make sure people were comfortable with it. And if they wanted to bring it to an actual fire board meeting for adoption, we could do that. But to sit down and have a discussion about that would be something that we need to do at this workshop.
And plus, what were the other topics?
From our clerk treasurer, obviously I want to do that. I did want to get an update from the chief, kind of as to understanding command staff, who's where, so that we kind of understand changes that have been made. We may or may not be aware of some things, etc. So understanding that. Hear from the district attorney, and specifically getting kind of a board update on some things out there that we probably just need to be aware of when it comes to being a good board member when dealing with understanding negotiations or understanding contracts or best practices that we may be able to learn from other jurisdictions that may be going through some things, and we may need to make sure we review our policies to make sure that we're aligned. So just some best practice stuff that may be out there.
And what kind of time frame are you talking about? 2 hours?
I'm saying that we start around noonish, bring in, have lunch, and then doing it for a couple hours and adjourning right around 2:30 or so, so we can come right to our board meeting at 3 o'clock.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'd really like to be a part of that, but I will be at a Florida Association of Counties conference that week.
Yeah. Okay. Understood.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yes.
I talked to Mayor Martin earlier, too. She said the 7th and 8th, she wasn't.
Okay. So we'll be back to finding a date. So we know what we kind of want to do. We just need to find a date. And it's challenging with everything that's going on. We're all going to be back and forth to Tallahassee and conferences.
I wonder if we couldn't take each of those items and add it to a board meeting, like a workshop session of a board meeting, and that, because we're already committed to Wednesday afternoons, and not do it all in one time, but because they seem to be easily broken up. In other words, they're not all in the same. The contract with the chief is different than hearing from the clerk treasurer is different than hearing from the attorney. In other words, I think it could be easily broken up, and then we could just add time to our board meetings.
Okay. Mr. Chair, were we thinking retreat, like not at the dais?
Yes.
Okay.
More sitting around and really getting into it, asking questions. But some of us may be learning some subject areas that we're not very comfortable with and know much about, that was my thought.
Mr. Chair, I think you hit the nail on that 100%. I think we need to have fire chief available. We need to have Ms. Sable available. We need to have Ms. Bergeron available to really, truly ask them some heartfelt questions that we all have.
Right. And that's what I wanted to provide. And I just think from the dice, we're here. We have an agenda. We execute pretty quick. I don't want us to be under the pressure of that. Right? That's what I was trying to get around to.
Commissioner Cosby, are you available on the 6th? Are you in? When's the retreat?
January 6th, Insurrection Day. Let's see. I can make myself available that day.
I am not.
Yeah, they're so big.
So I have a question. The fire board meeting for January is being moved.
To the 7th.
To the 7th.
To the 7th.
Or hasn't been set.
We haven't said it, but that's going to be a.
But if Commissioner Martin and Commissioner Cosby both have conflicts that we know of already.
On the 7th.
On the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be in Gainesville.
Yeah.
And I believe Commissioner Martin is our incoming chair.
We haven't done, yes, it's slated to go.
Slated, but yes.
Yeah.
We would only have 5. I think we still have a quorum. But 2 would be absent. Okay.
And
yes, ma'am.
I think a retreat is excellent idea, especially not on the dais where it's so formal and it more relaxed and chatting and talking and even learning or relearning items. I think it's an excellent idea. So it would be nice if we could have that as soon as possible and have it every year the same time in January, possibly. Going forward,
I think we better serve the entire board, as well as our command staff and, right. and the firefighters and the community, for sure.
And part of that, too, is that there may be some opportunity for command to present us some of the information. I don't know what the agenda looks like, but there's always an opportunity to kind of hear and learn from areas that we don't get to touch base with. And so what I hear then is let me go back and do some more work. We got to pick a date. We are going to have a retreat. I think the consensus is we need and we will benefit as a board from
it. Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to have a fire date. That's going to come up later in the agenda. Ms. Vicki and I will work. We'll put some more dates out. Anything in January jumping out? We know that the FLC is going to Tallahassee that last week. Right?
The last week, yep. 28th. Yeah.
Any we'll dates, be. Anybody? Throw out real quick.
The 6th seemed to be okay. I mean, pretty much any day I just got to cancel meetings, but that's fine.
Mayor Hudson, what do you got going on the 6th? I think you said you were
personal.
Oh, no worries.
No problem.
And I can't change it or I would.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah, I think you're, for the whole second half of the month, I think you're going to find a lot of people are in session. So.
Right, yeah. Session's important this year. Very.
The 15th, maybe.
15th? That's a, what we couldn't do. Was that?
No, we could. Yeah.
We can't. I just want to be.
Right.
Chief, that's not going to work. Not that I don't trust Chief Gonzalez. I'm on a plane.
So we could stay up here all day talking about dates and having conflicts. I would like to make a suggestion that maybe you get with Vicki and pick three dates. And email us, and then we can respond first, second, and third choice.
Yes.
You're not going to please everyone,
yes.
And then go from there.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I think we'll do that. So we'll circle back with you, so thank you for that. Any other topics you want to have covered? Anything popping up to mind that you want to put on the record now that we can note? Yes, ma'am.
Just for the fact, obviously it's your retreat, and you can put anything on the agenda, just some notes that I made throughout the week. In speaking with individual commissioners, some possible topics, attrition and succession planning, mm-hmm. which would include upcoming promotions, human capital, mm-hmm. and command staff, the budget outlook, which you already addressed, strategic plan alignment, and then updates from the attorney. It could be me or you could bring in an outsider. I do have a labor employment background. I do have familiarity with negotiations to talk about mandatory, permissive subjects of bargaining, when to have an executive session, how to ratify an agreement, just a broad overview as we're entering negotiations quickly, okay. just to give you like a blueprint for proceeding on that, and then, or we can bring in someone from the outside. That would just deal with negotiation updates, maybe legislative updates, board relations, and best practices.
Okay. Well, I think we've got a good starting point there. And like I said, it'll be an informal discussion, which will be great for all of us, and we'll learn from each other.
Chief.
Okay. Well, we have our marching orders there. We'll move on to the next item. So we have purchase authorization for air compressors. Keep walking.
Chairman, board members, we are requesting approval to purchase 2 Bauer breathing air compressors to support our SCBA readiness. Right now, one of our compressors is at the central station. It's 28 years old, and it's becoming more and more difficult to maintain it and get parts for it. And we want to add an additional compressor at Station 3 to expand our capability and reduce delays. Currently, SCBA refills rely on buildings and grounds in the PPE division, creating bottleneck and taking staff away from core responsibilities. Placing compressors at key stations will allow crews to refill their own cylinders, improving turnaround time, readiness, and system resilience. Staff recommends approval of the 2 Bauer air compressors from Breathing Air Systems.
Move approval.
Second.
Move to proper second to approve the purchase of the 2 air compressors. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion passes. Chief Walker.
Very good. The second item is As part of our long-term capital review, we were reviewing our SCBA air packs and getting some pricing, and it turns out that the generation of air packs that we have that still have a lot of life are being revised with new NFPA standards. And in order to maintain the same air pack and not have to have multiple different types of air packs, we had the opportunity to buy 23 more packs, which would sustain us through the next two stations being built, and to be able to have one standard type of air pack and not have to have some people training on one air pack and then other stations have another. And the other thing is that it's going up 10% in price when the new standards come out. So it was a good deal. It's the last 23 packs that were available from this vendor, and it purchase qualifies for procurement exemption due to the compatibility requirements and sole surf's availability. We're requesting the fire board approval to acquire the remaining units and keep our SCB inventory standardized and cost effective.
Okay, take a motion to form.
Move approval.
Second.
Move to probably second to approve the purchase authorization of 23 SCBA units. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, sir. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll hear from our public treasurer, Mr. Bargeron. Yes. Unassigned fund balance.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Chief Walker mentioned a capital improvement committee. We're reevaluating our 5-year long range plan. And the most recent iteration of that provided a copy today. There are extra copies over here if anybody needs one. Going from 2026-27 out to 2030-31, the total need is $68.4 million. And so what this agenda item does, and it also ties into a financial policy revision from the last board meeting where we established a fund balance target, general fund unassigned target of 20% of appropriations. And so this commitment of fund balance takes that excess of the general fund balance and commits it for future construction projects, improving transparency, we believe, and setting up our successful funding of the 5-year construction plan. So by board action, it's no longer an unassigned fund balance. It's actually committed for this specific purpose.
Okay. The board, let's have discussion, questions. This is kind of comprehensive. And any comments?
Mr. Chair, I'm very, very thankful for Mr. Bargeron putting this together. We had asked this a couple months ago, and it's pretty black and white, so thank you for making it easy. Thank it's you. Something that definitely needed to be clarified.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions, concerns? And we can move this to the retreat if we have to, but it provides a very detailed explanation of funds and allocation, and I think this is something good for public facing
yes.
opportunities.
Yes, very
well.
Transparent.
Very transparent.
Yep.
So thank you for
yep.
that.
If I may add, the goal is to meet quarterly and continue to, this is a living document, right. So as more information becomes available, we update it and we'll share it.
Also, the things that we do achieve, you'll be able to highlight here and say what those funds are.
Absolutely.
Okay. Very well. Quarterly updates. All right. With that, I'll take a motion then.
Move approval.
Second.
Move approval second that we approve this reclassification on assigned fund balance to commit it to future construction projects. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, you're still up, Mr. Bargeron. Revision to Financial Policy 6.0, General Budget.
Yes, thank you. As mentioned at the last meeting also, we're going to attempt to bring revisions on a monthly basis, at least with more frequency. The policy revision that's in front of you, the basis for that was something that was developed in September of 2004. it's the closest thing to a policy that I could come across. So it's, we're taking it as something seriously. And so we want to have a formal amendment, formal modification to that policy because it is out there. What it primarily does is it removes a duplicate reference to fund balance because we now have a fund balance policy. And the other thing that it mainly does is it eliminates the need to have a public hearing when we want to have a budget revision that affects interfund transfers. Interfund transfers are something that should recur, that are routine. There's no need to have a public hearing for them. And also we will The goal is to have budget amendments come before the board with a lot more frequency also. If this is approved, you will be seeing a budget revision, a budget amendment at the next meeting that does transfer funds from existing, there's a fund 186, for example, that I don't feel we need. I think it complicates matters. It really should be part of the general fund. And so we'll transfer the remaining balances in 186 to the general fund and just work to consolidate the funds more efficiently with this policy change.
Any questions?
I have a question, Mr. I just thought of it, or I would have brought it up on the phone. So is this something that the auditors will be able to follow now if we're making these changes? Do you keep the auditors informed, or do they get educated when they come in?
No, I circulate any suggested changes with staff and auditors before it is okay. Placed on the agenda.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions? Now we'll take a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
Move to proper second that we approve this general budget policy 6.0. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. All right. It's the Bergeron Show. Our board resolution. So you bring a resolution number 785-25, budget amendment.
Yes, sir. This is budget amendment 01 for 25-26. So here we go. Whereas subsequent to the adoption of the fiscal year 2025-2026 budget for the St. Lucie County Fire District, fiscal year 2024-25 closeout occurred, providing results unaudited by fund. The attached budget amendment revises fund balances as of 10-1-25 to reflect actual results, the 2024-25 results. The current budget version was based on estimates, which assume the full expenditure of budgeted funds. And whereas section 189-016-6C Florida statutes requires the St. Lucie County Fire District to adopt a resolution to amend the budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the St. Lucie County Fire District in a meeting assembled the 17th day of December 2025. The funds are hereby amended as follows. There's a schedule which provides fund adjustments. Net change all funds $44,722,320.86. Duly passed and adopted by the Board of Commissioners of the St. Lucie County Fire District this 17th day of December 2025.
Any questions on this resolution? I'll take a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
Move to approve second to approve resolution 785-25. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. All right, resolution 786-25.
Yes, budget amendment number 2 for 2025-26. This amends the budget to provide the funds to purchase the equipment items that were introduced earlier this afternoon. Whereas subsequent to the adoption of the fiscal year 2025-2026 budget for the St. Lucie County Fire District staff initiated a capital improvement committee to begin evaluating future capital needs through FY 2030-31. As part of this process, staff reviewed the fire district's inventory and identified additional equipment needed to support fire district operations. And whereas section 189-016-6C Florida statutes requires the St. Lucie County Fire District to adopt a resolution to amend the budget, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the St. Lucie County Fire District in a meeting assembled this 17th day of December 2025, the funds are hereby amended as follows. So we're increasing an appropriation account to allow the purchase of equipment. So it's essentially moving funds from one line to another. There's no net change in the budget. The amount of the increase is $244,840.12, and the amount of the decrease is $244,840.12. The account number that is decreasing, though, is the general fund balance. So we're pulling funds out of fund balance to support this purchase. Duly passed and adopted by the Board of Commissioners of the St. Lucie County Fire District this 17th day of December 2025.
Okay, I'll take a motion on resolution 786-25.
Move approval.
Second.
Move approval second to approve this resolution. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, we'll move on to 15-3 was pulled. So 15-4, resolution number 788-25. Attorney Sable.
A resolution of the St. Lucie County Fire District reappointing Fire District Staff Accountant Carl Travolsi as the Fire District Board's representative member to the St. Lucie County Fire District General Employees Pension Trust Fund for providing a term of office and providing providing an effective date. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of the Commissions of San Luis County Fire District that the following is hereby adopted. The Fire District Board hereby reappoints Carl Trabolsi, staff accountant, as its representative member to the San Luis County Fire District General Employee Pension Trust Fund Board, pursuant to the provisions of the St. Lucie County Fire District General Employee Pension Trust Plan enumerated herein. Carl Trabolsi shall serve a 4-year term of office unless sooner replaced by the Fire District Board, at whose pleasure he shall serve. This resolution shall take effect immediately as provided by law, done and adopted in regular session the 17th day of December 2025.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved and properly second to approve resolution number 788-25. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right. Well, my time has come to an end. It's time to reorg and get a new board chair here. So, Attorney Sable, do we have any, how you want to handle this process here?
The Fire District Charter Section 2 provides that the governing body of the Fire District shall be composed of 7 members. Board composition, terms, and elections provides the Board of Commissioners shall at all times consist of 7 members, 2 elected by and from the Board of County Commissioners, 2 members elected by and from the Fort Pierce City Commission, and 2 members to be elected by and from the Port St. Lucie City Council, and 1 member to be appointed by the governor. This reorg is governed by statute and is moved to the end of the agenda pursuant to our bylaws.
All right. Thank you very much. So, board, this is the time, and I think if Attorney Sable, we had a precedent of we have a vice chair now, and anything you want to comment on to that or on our process?
I would just say the historic rotation has been from agency to agency. Our current chair is with the City of Fort Pierce. Our vice chair is with the City of Fort St. Lucie. Historically, the vice chair becomes the chair, and then a nomination for a new vice chair would come, and if you follow the rotation, that would come from the council.
Mr. Chair, I have a question for Ms. Sable. Is that in our bylaws where the governor appointee cannot be part of that discussion?
There is no prohibition in our bylaws for the governor's appointee. What I have, what the bylaws say is that the district shall be governed by the fire board, comprised of the 7 members. Each member shall have 1 vote. All 7 members shall have an equal voice and vote on all matters relating to district business. Under the election of officers under subsection 4 of our bylaws, it states the board shall elect 1 of its members as chair and 1 as vice chair. Election of officers shall be at the regular meeting in December of each year as the last order of business on the agenda, and the newly elected chair will take office in January of each year. It's a 1-year term for the chair and a 1-year term for the vice chair.
Thank you.
All right. So what I'd like to do is handle the chair motion first, and then we'll move into the vice chair, if that's okay. So I'll take a nomination from the floor.
I nominate Shannon Martin for chair.
Is that second?
Second.
Move to proper second to Shannon Martin to be our chair. Questions? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Ms. Martin now will have the gavel. The floor is now open for the vice chair. The floor is open.
So as long as I've been on here, I never even crossed my mind of having the governor's appointee to be available to be through the rotation, which I feel is probably a great thing. So I would like to nominate Travis Leonard as vice chair.
Accept.
I accept. Okay. Humbly accept.
Okay, is there another nomination from the floor? Not going to close the floor if there's another nomination. So on the said name, we will have Mr. Travis Leonard as accepted to be our vice chair. All in favor of that, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All right, motion passes. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the board for allowing me and affording me the opportunity to serve in a greater role in a greater capacity. It has been an honor to be on this board for the last half decade, and it's been an honor to serve with some amazing individuals, and I really, truly am humbled and blessed that you guys nominated me for that. Thank you, Ms. Martin. Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Ms. Stephanie.
Well, you will be in 2 years of preparation of getting prepared to handle this Councilwoman Morgan over there. So, 2 years away.
334 days.
334 days. You may not get much time. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure to chair this board for the last year. Thank you for making this a great opportunity. Truly, truly, truly love this board, and I understand why Commissioner Alexander loved it so, being a part of this family. So I want to thank you guys for allowing me to navigate us, move us through these meetings, and I look forward to taking my regular chair seat over there and being led by Chair Martin starting January. So that's what we'll do. All right, so we'll now have comments by the fire chief.
Did we do it first
and
second on that nomination? Do we need it?
Yeah, it was.
This move probably
and we voted.
Well, you just voted. Normally we do the first.
Yeah, there wasn't a second. We just.
Oh. You just had the nomination.
You had a nomination, but there was no second.
Nobody seconded my nomination?
Second.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All in favor indicate for saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, very well. All right, Chief.
Start off right away being
Mr. illegitimate. Chair, I appreciate the year we've had and the guidance. A couple things I'd like to cover is it's a holiday party this Friday. I don't want to take away from Commissioner Leonard's party, but
I got competition barbecue coming, I'm just saying, and a live sushi bar, but
it's okay.
All are invited.
Well, it would have been Brenda's last meeting, but she decided to go home early, so we can't even say congratulations on finishing your career. But we will bring her back, and I think she's going to be here next month for the Big Heart Brigade dedication, and we'll have something special for her.
Did you dock her pay today if she left early? Well, no, I'm kidding.
And lastly, you know, I just want to know, I know they're not here anymore, but the train division, you know, we threw 40 new hires, ended up being 36 at them in a very quick amount of time to prepare for them and what they need for the board and stuff that they provide. And it's a huge undertaking to be able to really get 36 individuals that really only completed fire school. We do have a couple of people with experience, but other than that, key to bring those people in from the line, and I just want to give those guys another shout out, because without their help and without the training, that can't happen. They're really the first people, these people, you know, that these employees see as they come on the fire district. So as role models on campus,
thank you.
Thank you.
Any comments by the clerk treasurer?
Yes, sir. Thank you. This relates to deductions for overtime pay. It was part of the big, beautiful bill that was signed into law in July. And there was some conflicting information out there. So I reached out to our auditors, and just wanted to share the guidance that I got from them with the board today in case you guys get any questions, and then we'll share it with our family. The standard 2025 Form W-2 will not have a dedicated box for qualified overtime pay, as the IRS has not updated the forms for this year. The overtime pay should be included in the total wages reported in Box 1 of Form W-2. So that may make it difficult for someone with overtime to apply that toward a deduction for overtime. So we're working with our IT staff, I spoke with them today, to see what kind of information we can get. Because the IRS encourages employers to voluntarily provide employees with a separate accounting of their qualified overtime pay, but there's no requirement. So just wanted to share that with you and let you know that we're working towards something so that we can help out our employees when they file their 2025 taxes.
It's interesting. They encourage, but they don't require.
Not for 2025. Well, it went into effect
like
in July.
Looks like they're heading that way, though.
We've already got a half year under our belt, so... A lot of employers are going to have difficulty with that, but we do have, I've already seen two overtime reports. I don't want to make any promises, but that's what we're working toward. Thank you.
Interesting.
Comments from the district attorney.
Thank you. As we've discussed the meeting today, we do have the notice of fire board meetings that we sent to the county. It's posted on our website pursuant to our statutory obligation. The one change that we know of from our discussions earlier would be the regularly scheduled meeting that would have been on January 21st, Wednesday, January 21st. I think we've agreed that that will be on the 7th. And then if the commissioners have see any other conflicts that you recognize before we publish this schedule, if we catch them now and publish this schedule, that takes care of the year. If we change them after the publication of the schedule, as you know, it's no big deal, but we would just send a notice to the paper of the rescheduling. But if you see a conflict,
Mr. Chair, so the regular meeting is still on the 7th and the retreat is still up in the air.
To be determined, yes.
Okay. And you have to notice that meeting also, right? Yep.
7 days.
Yep. Okay.
And Mr. Chair, I believe Mr. Clasby said you're unavailable. Ms. Martin's unavailable.
I'll be here.
Ms. Fowler, are you available?
I'm available.
Ms. Martin.
If my recollection serves, we're going to send out three dates. Three tentative dates, so everyone can respond with their availability, and we're going to try to do it on a board meeting day at 12:30 till say 2:30.
Yeah, Ms. Abe, I was more concerned about the actual meeting itself.
I'm
concerned about the meeting.
The meeting in January. So yes.
Yes.
Yes. To be clear, okay, you'll be chairing it. You'll jump right into the fire.
Yep. No pun intended there.
Well, yes, sir. You'll be up. Okay. That's what he's concerned about.
I'm just trying to get prepared.
No problem. So we will meet on the 7th. Look forward to some actual dates coming out for the retreat. Okay. We need to take a motion on the fire board meetings. Do we need to?
No.
Okay.
Not a
problem. All right. So we're now down to comments from the board members. So, let me start over there.
Mr. Chair, so I just kind of came to my mind as we're talking about noticing meetings and these sorts of things. 2023, DeSantis signed a bill into law that says we could put notices on websites. I'd like to find out if that applies to this board as well, to move to that. The county has moved to putting, we're moving to putting notices on our own website rather than paying the paper. I'd prefer to do that with this board as well, if it's possible. Could be a money saver.
Right, and I will look into that. I know that change, and there are several things that we do post on the website as opposed to putting in the newspaper. I think to change the board meetings, we're still required to post that in the general circulation paper, but I will make sure we're compliant with that.
If the county's new, you know, website, noticing website is available to use, you know, I'd recommend using that as well. In rather than the paper.
How many subscribers do they have?
Is that it, sir?
That's all.
Okay. Councilwoman Morgan.
I don't think I have anything, but I just wanted to say thank you. You did an absolute awesome job as chair, and I know that you are chair also of the Transportation Planning Organization, and you did a fabulous job there. I appreciate you, and good job.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So congratulations to Mayor Martin, Chair Martin, and Vice Chair Leonard on your additional responsibilities in the upcoming new year. Thank you, outgoing chair, for having done a wonderful job this year. You got us out in record time a number of times, so kudos to you. I do want to just wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I want to, you know, thank the team, Kim, Jeff, Tim, for everything that you guys have done throughout the year. You know, anytime I call, you're available, make yourself available. And I just appreciate the partnership that continues to grow stronger year after year. So thank you guys for all your hard work. And again, to the all the men and women of the fire district, I wish you a safe and Merry Christmas. Hopefully, again, you guys have some downtime, get to spend it with your loved ones, and get a hot meal. So, see you next year.
Everybody said all the niceties. I do, too. I wish everybody Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I was at the breakfast this morning, and we honored KK, Kat, and that was very impressive, her training and all her accomplishments, very, very impressive. So I find going to those breakfasts makes you get a feel more for what is actually done day to day for our firefighters that we don't necessarily always get in the board meetings. So, and I want to wish everybody a happy holidays, and thank you, Commissioner Johnson, for being the chair and being a good chair, and I'm hoping not to see you as much in 2026. <Yes. laughs> And I know you understand what I mean.
Yes.
Special meetings are just, I'm done. Thank you.
Chair Johnson, you've done an amazing job. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for the additional time, efforts, and energies you put in this board. Thank you for the board, for your faith in me. I really appreciate it. I know we kind of went above and changed some things around. It means a lot to me. I do appreciate that. I'd like to thank the command staff. I'd like to thank Kelly, who's in the audience. I'd like to thank Michelle. I'd like to thank Jessica for putting together the wrapping parties. Christmas for Kids is in full swing wrapping. I believe we wrapped 700 presents last night. I think we got another 1,000 to wrap tomorrow. Close to 5,000 toys, over 100 bikes. We love this time of year. We love the district support. We love each and every one of you come out there, your family members, at night from 5:30 to 9 o'clock. By the time it's all said and done, Christmas Day is going to be another special, special day for the youngins of our community. It's because of the tireless efforts and the volunteering hours that are put forth from our family serving yours. So thank you. Have a safe and Merry Christmas, and I hope to see you guys out on Christmas morning.
Yes.
Just one thing before you get to approval of excused absences. Commissioner Martin did email me the last meeting and this meeting today. She's attending medical appointments with family members, so just wanted to let you know that she did contact us about not being here.
I'll make a few comments. So I want to thank you, Chief Clerk Treasurer, for working with me as your chair. It's been a labor of great love. I've learned quite a bit with those meetings and the extended meetings we've had. And to the command staff, to all of the firefighters, men and women that I've met through openings and new stations, etc. It's been an honor and a privilege. My work will continue here on the fire board, and as we get into the holiday season, I just want to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday. I do want to let you know that the Rufus Alexander family will continue in remembrance of him this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. at the corner of Avenue Q and 25th Street. And I know Station 15 and the rest of the command usually shows up there, and we will have a great time for the community, giving gifts, etc. There'll be a number of organizations coming forth to continue that work in remembrance of Commissioner Alexander, who loved this board and who CDOT actually filled on this board. And so that love continues. It truly is a family sermon, our family sermon theirs. And there was a time this year that I had to call on the family to come of service to my residency. And so you don't know until you know and be a part of that. And I appreciated the young firefighters that came, and they didn't recognize me, and that was fine. They took care of the situation that needed to be handled. And then later on, they realized the position I held on the board. But that's not important. The thing was that they were professional. They did their job. It was a time that we needed that service, and I just hope that continues in our community, no matter what your status is. And as long as you're delivering that service to all of our citizens of St. Lucie County, I say thank you. And I wish command would extend that to those that you come in contact with on a daily basis. It does not matter your status. When those tones go off, I just am confident that this family will show up and serve those in a time of need. So thank you so much for a great year. With that, we will go on and have determination of November 25. Excuse absences. I'll take a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
Move to approve a second to
do whatever
we're supposed to. Excuse absences. November. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion to adjourn. All right. Second?
Second.
It's moved and probably second to adjourn. We are adjourned.
Woo! Right on the second.
Good job.